Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday. We'll get into Pats and Bucks on Sunday. That was Steph Diggs talking about the big matchup this weekend. I hear it could go badly for the Patriots. I mean, if they don't win this game, it could go quite badly for them. It could be bad.
I have an equally hot take. It'll be fine.
Oh, you think it'll be fine?
I think it'll be fine. I think if they lose, it'll be fine. I don't think they're going to win out.
I think you're going to punch that take up with like a lot of silence around it.
Just dead air.
How I think you punch that up.
Dude. Dead air. Not talking to each other.
I hear it can go badly, though.
Yeah.
For the Patriots on Sunday. So you can discuss at 617-779-7937. We are getting a lot of feedback to Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
I just think the man's trying to reinvent himself. I was thinking about this in the
break.
Could be. You know, he's like a regular Madonna, Keith.
Smart.
You were mentioning Around the Horn, horny.
Yeah.
The sports reporters might still be a show if they started punching it up like this.
Oh, yeah.
Sports, food, and babes takes.
Just ask
that's
it.
That's why the sports reporters died. That's why that show is no longer on TV anymore.
Do you think if you got Mitch Album and Bob Ryan and Mike Lupica and put them on set and just put up pictures of babes, yay or nay, babes?
That's a good idea.
Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, gross. Yeah, I like that one.
Who's the tat guy?
Lupica. Yeah, Lupica's all over that.
Lupica freak.
And then you could hear those guys debate the merits of that AI-created woman. Like, what do you think of her? That might be the new sports reporters.
Let's do what takes most damn usual.
Yeah, right. And then you mix in a quick.
Well, yeah, then you get
who
like
could have been good without an injury. You know, modern science. How long would Bobby Orr have played? You get into some of that, too.
All right. High noon-ish here on Jones and Keith. You can discuss all of it, everything we've tackled here on the show today. We got the weekend review. It's a busy one.
Coming up at
12:45.
I don't have my keys yet.
You got
yet.
Your keys over
no,
there, Keith?
I keep going back down the hall to get cornbread. I keep forgetting the keys.
That makes sense. We don't have the keys until 1 o'clock to Patriots and
I've
Buccaneers.
I've had four large pieces of cornbread.
So stay tuned for it.
It's too much.
Sick bread,
I just checked
bro.
It out. That tray is a crime scene.
Yeah, it's too much, Bill. That's mostly my fault. Hand in the air on that. I just went in there. It's for everybody. Before everybody gets on my case, it's for everybody.
Dark and stormy night. Pass or smash, Bob Ryan edition.
Pass or smash. Like that guy that does it on Instagram?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Bob,
you should have a guest picker.
What was it again?
Triple double smash.
Respectfully pass. That's the best part where that guy goes, respectfully pass.
What did you say?
Respectfully.
No, it was something before that. You said guest picker or something like that?
Yeah, he should be a guest picker. That guy should have Bob Ryan on.
Oh, yeah.
And they can go through whatever you want.
Now that is
famous brilliant. Actresses of the 1950s. Be great.
617-779.
By the way, not to give everything away just yet.
Yeah.
I believe we have six nominees for Brag of the Week.
I'm pretty sure we had like six in one phone call earlier today.
That's also true.
Okay, so it's going to be jam-packed. A busy field.
Good honorable mentions this week, too, but we have six to get to.
Loaded field.
Yeah.
We'll do that at 12:45. The Milkman, Milton Williams, joins us on a Patriots Friday in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Maybe we'll ask him some Bob Ryan-inspired questions.
Maybe that'd be a good thing to
do. I think we probably should. Yeah. He's the greatest sports writer of all time, Keith. No disrespect.
He is.
So Patriots and Bucks this weekend. I don't want to give away our picks yet without hearing the keys.
Thank you.
Less than an hour from now. Who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, though, Keith? Out of the two teams on the field this weekend, Bucks are in a good spot at home, off the bye, getting healthier.
Yeah.
2.5-point favorites. Who's got the better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, the Pats or the Bucks?
Well, this sounds very homerish, but I'm going to go with the Patriots, and a couple of reasons. One of it might be recency bias. The Bucks didn't play last week, and the two games prior to that, they didn't look very good. They lost, although to a good team. And then they did beat the Saints, but it was kind of not a very impressive performance. So that's like the most recent run. Meanwhile, the Patriots, I know they just barely won their last game too, so you could throw that in my face. But they're on this long winning streak. Drake May looks like the MVP of the league. I also think there's a chance that the AFC road versus the NFC, the AFC is going to be easier, not easy, but easier
than the NFC.
Yeah, so if you totally have to play the Lions and the Rams and the Eagles and the Packers, you might have to play all three of those teams to get out of the NFC and then beat whoever comes out of the AFC. So I think it's really close. I think these are two teams that are kind of similar. Like, neither are the favorite in their respective conferences, nor should they be, but they're not that far below, right? Like, you might only pick three teams in the AFC better. You might only pick three teams in the NFC better. So I'm going to take the Patriots, but it's close.
So I think your process there is right. And even though the Vegas odds favor Tampa, I think you said earlier today, they're plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Pats are plus 3,000, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, but basically there's like one team in between them, so they're basically grouped together.
I think the way you look at it is right. The NFC is going to be more difficult to play your way out of the conference than the AFC.
Yeah.
And I think the teams are pretty similar. Again, Bucks are 2.5-point favorites this weekend. Vegas is telling you on a neutral field they're pretty even teams. So the NFC, Philly, Tampa is currently the 2 seed in the NFC. You are currently, well, now the 3 seed after the Broncos won last night. We'll get to them in Thursday Night Football coming up about 20 minutes from now. Seattle's at 6-2. Green Bay, the Rams, the Niners, the Lions. Then you get further down out of the playoff picture. I don't know how many of those teams I trust.
No.
But I think that's going to be a way tougher field. In fact, right now, those are the 7 playoff teams. You got to play your way out of that.
Yeah.
If you're the Bucks. The Patriots have to deal with teams like the Broncos, who almost lost to the Raiders last night, although in fairness, you lost to the Raiders earlier this year. The Colts, who still have Daniel Jones at the end of the day, I don't truly believe in. Let's see if Sauce Gardner changes my outlook on that, but I don't truly believe in them. The Steelers right now are the 4 seed. You lost to them. I don't think they look great. Then you have Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, two of those teams on the outside of the playoffs looking in. Those are teams I'd respect, and I think those are going to be challenging games. But I think the AFC is easier to play your way out of. So my answer would be exactly the same, that the Patriots are the pick. And, oh, by the way, then you can get into looking at the schedule. We said the Patriots have 3 tough games left, including the Bucks, right?
Yeah, you see the Bucks. The Bucks actually, it really lightens up. You see their next 3 games.
Okay. The Patriots, if we're going to say the Bucks are a tough game for the Pats, the Pats are a tough game for the Bucks.
Yep.
Then vis-a-vis at Buffalo, at the Rams.
That's as tough as a back-to-back as you're going to have.
Okay, they have Carolina twice.
And then it opens up.
Carolina's, you know, not a bad team, not the horrible team we thought earlier this year. They are 5-4. They have Carolina twice. They still have Atlanta. Arizona's playing better, not great.
They did,
but better with Brissett.
They barely beat Atlanta week 1, so they have them again, although they do have them at home.
I think Tampa has a harder schedule. So I think there's a chance the Patriots are sitting here 12 or 13 wins.
Well, not only that.
The Bucks are sitting there with 10 or 11. It's going to be harder to play your way out of the NFC, especially if you drop off at all in the NFC. I think the Pats have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this year.
Pats have a better chance at the number 1 overall seed than the Bucks do, so that would also give you reason to say they have a better chance. I wouldn't predict either one, but they have the better chance. Just in the, you know, that's why this is such a big swing game in that sense. Plus, you know, the Bucks have already had the bye, so the Pats are 7-2. The Bucks come into this one 6-2. I think that it's an interesting case though, because both are in a pretty good spot. I think certainly the Patriots are playing way above expectation, more so than the Bucks. But the Bucks weren't like a lock, you know, stud team. They weren't getting a lot of credit.
We both had him in the Super Bowl.
Like not long shots as much, but like a dark horse candidate.
Yeah, but when we both had him in the Super Bowl, people were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't think they were thought of as that kind of team coming into the year either, but the Patriots were maybe not even a playoff team.
Yeah.
Never mind an actual contender.
But they're also both capitalizing on really good quarterback play and good overall defenses. And the Bucs have never really been at full strength, and they may never be at full strength. Because if they are, their offensive skill position guys are better than the Patriots guys.
100%.
But just, we haven't seen him. I mean, Evans is on IR. It doesn't look like Irving's back. Doesn't look like Godwin's back.
It's another good point. Is Godwin going to play? I thought the update I saw yesterday is hopefully he's back by the end of the month.
Maybe the beginning of December.
Yeah. So, like, what's he going to look like?
And Bucky Irving's missed practice all week so far.
Evans isn't due back until late in the year. What's he going to look like? Bucky still can't get off the field. They didn't put Abuka him on IR. They thought he'd be back. He didn't return to practice coming off the bye week.
Yeah.
So they're banged up. And I assume they'd be healthier coming off the bye week. They may not be. Guys that I thought were coming back, Godwin and Bucky Irving, they're not back.
Yep.
Same question, Keith, but with the quarterbacks, we'd both take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl this year before we take the Buccaneers. Which quarterback you taking on Sunday, Drake May or Baker Mayfield?
This one kills me, but I am going to go with Drake May. He's on just too much of a heater. He has a bad game, and he puts up 100 quarterback rating, and they win. So, I'm like, at this point, I'm not going to bet against him. I think the rest of the way, like, yeah, I'll take Allen over him, and I'll probably take Lamar if we do the same game the rest of the season. Baker's close. Baker's having a really, really good year. But similar to how I described their team, he was favorite for the MVP, and then the last two games we saw him, I don't know if it cost him the MVP, but it certainly knocked him off from being top two or three, like kind of seed for that. So I think on Sunday, you kind of have to go with Drake May. He's playing better than almost everybody in the league.
That's a good point by Rather Be Golfing on which team you'd take. He said Tampa has done this mostly not fully healthy. So not fully healthy. The Patriots, unlike the Patriots, rather. Now, the Patriots have just lost some players recently. Booty played half of the last game. They didn't have Stevenson.
I mean,
they went the first
also,
month without Gonzo.
I was going to say, like, their
first three games.
Their two losses were without Gonzalez.
Good point.
So, I mean,
they haven't lost since they got Gonzo back. Good point.
Gonzo's undefeated.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll see how he is. He's off the injury report now.
But
he had banged his head.
I think the Patriots are going to get healthier. Stevenson and Booty, I don't think, are going to be out for a long period of time. Although Fowler had that interesting line the other day, or Graziano, I forget which, about they don't know when they're getting Stevenson back.
But it's also the first game they're going to go.
Not spotted at the early portion of practice.
Yeah,
those
guys, I don't expect them out there.
They're all out. No, but this will be the first game they go into without either guy, like to start.
Yep.
Obviously, Booty left, and so they played a lot of the game without Ramondre Stevenson. They're starting running back, Kayshon Booty. They're starting wide receiver who plays the most snaps normally at receiver. So, yeah, they're not as banged up as the Bucs, but like they're starting to deal with it a little bit.
And I think they're going to get their guys back quicker. I don't think Godwin is nowhere near coming back. Neither is Evans. Who knows when they're getting Irving back. So anyway, to answer the previous question, though, I'd take Drake May on Sunday over Baker Mayfield for a lot of the reasons you said. Let me reframe the question. 2 minutes left, you're down a field goal. Who do you trust more?
Baker.
Me too.
Baker's done it a lot already this year and in his career. So that's one thing that we've seen. It certainly doesn't mean Drake May can't do it. But that is a spot where I would be scared. I would be like, if I'm on defense for either team and it comes down to that, I'd be probably betting on the offense.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, but
I'm
like,
not saying Drake May wouldn't come through there.
I think Baker, though, I'd be like, oh, crap.
I'd have confidence in Drake May. Although, you know, when they needed to finish off some drives last week against the Falcons, they didn't do it the first time. They did the second time on that third down throw to Hunter Henry. I'm not saying I wouldn't have faith in Drake May in that spot. I just have more faith in Baker there.
And we saw how Michael Penix Jr. moved down the field, really the one drive late in the game. And, you know, he didn't even take advantage of some of the matchups as much as he should have. I feel like Baker Mayfield would. And he's just got a little bit of that, like, clutch fourth quarter thing to him. Like, he's a guy that's kind of scary in that spot.
All of their first three wins were that kind of game for Baker Mayfield.
Weren't they, like, down 10 every fourth quarter? They had some weird stat where, like, it was
they came way
not
back.
Just game-winning drives, but it was, like, comebacks every fourth quarter.
Yeah, now it was Atlanta, Houston, and the Jets in retrospect.
Yeah, no, not the best teams.
But still, those are good comeback wins there, or comeback wins anyway, for Baker Mayfield. So I'd say I'd trust him more in that spot, but who would I rather have on Sunday? I'd rather have Drake May. Bill Barnwell, ESPN, went through his MVPs through 9 weeks of the year. Where do you think Drake May checked in, Keith? He's arguably the MVP of the league. Where do you think he checked in?
Third?
Fifth.
Fifth? I want to maybe met he had fourth. So what does he have, Allen and Mahomes above him?
He has Allen 4, Mahomes 1. You want to guess the other two?
Jonathan Taylor.
No, they're all quarterbacks.
Oh, that's lame. Matt Stafford.
Stafford is 2.
Indiana Jones?
Nope, good guess.
Goff?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah, Darnold's been good.
But Mahomes, like, Stafford, Darnold, Allen, Drake May at number 5.
Lame.
He says the downsides for May are that he's played a relatively light schedule of opposing defenses.
Here we go. Because the other teams have only played the 85 Bears.
The average team he faces ranks 19th in QBR against. He says, and like Jalen Hurts, May has only thrown four interceptions. He's taken sacks at a almost 12% clip, the second worst rate in the league. I think people way overrate this. Some of those sacks can be a product of an offensive line that's more competent than overwhelming up front, but many of them are on the quarterback. If you don't believe me when I say that, ask May himself, Barnwell writes. That said, there's a five-person tier at the top of these rankings, and May is firmly ensconced in that top five. Barnwell also has Vrabel, too, in Coach of the Year behind Steichen.
Yeah, I mean, hard to argue with Steichen, too. They're in a similar boat where I don't think either team was a lock to make the playoffs by any means, and they have the, you know, tied for the best record going into this week. So, yeah, I don't hate that one.
Yeah,
he has time to close and win.
I think Steichen probably deserves it.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I thought he was on the hot seat coming into the year. Like, week two, it was him and Mike McDaniel, and I'm like, this is the hot seat bowl. Like, whoever loses this is going to be out of a job.
If they finish with the same record, I feel like Steichen could get it. If it's one game difference, though, I think they'd give it to Vrabel.
And
it might come down to just that.
Daniel Jones has been good.
Yeah.
Drake May is arguably the MVP. So I just think the better Drake May plays, the more that does hurt Vrabel in the Coach of the Year discussion, if that makes sense. Like, people are going to look at it and go, are the Patriots good because of Vrabel or May? And my answer would be May.
But this could be a year where they both get credit, because either way, they went into the season with an 8.5 over-under win total.
No, but I guess my point, I understand that.
Oh,
but my point would be, like, I think Indy might be more to do with the coach than
in the running back.
No,
but you know what I mean?
That running back's been there.
I get what you mean.
Like,
yeah.
Drake May breaking out is why the Patriots are so good, whereas in Indianapolis, you could say it's more Steichen getting the most out of the team. I don't think it's singularly Daniel Jones. It is a healthy year for Jonathan Taylor. But I would lean more him in the Coach of the Year debate, but they're probably 1-2.
Speaking of the Colts, real quick, just because we were doing this with some of the other teams, they still have at Kansas City and at Seattle and two games with Jacksonville. So, like, the Colts 7-2 is obviously a great record. They have the Germany game, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, they play the Falcons this weekend.
Yeah, so they have the early game, and then they have a bye. But then they got some tough division games.
They historically do not win at Jacksonville either.
Yeah, so at Jacksonville, at Kansas City, at Seattle, in like a four-game stretch, they play those three road games.
Those are the old Colts, though.
These are the new Colts.
These are new Colts.
A new sheriff in town.
Young Colts. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. Who has the better chance of winning the Super Bowl, the Bucs or the Pats? Which quarterback would you take on Sunday, Drake May or Baker Mayfield? And, of course, all your thoughts on this weekend's game. We can circle back to Kyle Williams, some comments from Josh McDaniels about his role in Sunday's game without Kayshon Booty, we anticipate, on Sunday. But we should get to Thursday night football. The Broncos did, in fact, beat the Raiders last night. Low-scoring game with more penalties than points or first downs.
You even called it a loss yesterday.
It didn't feel that way.
Yeah, it did.
And yet the Broncos are 8-2 and currently sitting on top of the AFC. Are they contenders or pretenders? We'll get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Thursday Night Football last night. Bo Nix and the Broncos beat the Raiders.
All he does is win, that Bo Nix.
10-7.
Yeah, well, win's a win.
They beat the Raiders. The Patriots could not. I mean, if you want to throw that in Patriots fans' faces, or
ooh, record versus common opponent,
Keefe in my face, you can do that. I mean, we're mocking the Broncos for beating the Raiders. The Pats lost to the Raiders.
They did.
So I guess I would understand that. I feel like the Patriots are playing at a different level than they were week one, but common opponent, that's fair. There were more penalties in the game last night for both sides than points or first downs.
Well,
each team had 11 penalties. The Broncos scored 10 points. The Raiders scored 7. Each team had 10 first downs. So it was gross football last night. And yet, the Broncos are 8-2 and on top of the AFC.
Yeah, they have a great defense. So you do have that. And they didn't have Patrick Surtain. So eventually, they're going to add or re-add the best corner in football to a really good defense. They are 8-2. I mean, that is as good as you can. That's as good as there is in the league.
And you said this earlier. They made the playoffs last year. They were a 9 or 10 win team last year with Bo Nix as a rookie. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like they didn't do it last year, too.
He's a bit of a winner. No, I think it would be a tough test, but I don't think anybody's taking them seriously as like a Super Bowl contender. But like, could they knock off a team in the playoffs? I think so, especially if they get a home game. That's a tough place to play. That's a tough place to play for Tom Brady, for God's sake. So with the defense as good as it is, now their offense is pretty rough right now. And they've had some crazy games where they've needed a lot of things to go perfectly their way in the fourth quarter, but credit to them, it did. But like, dug themselves big holes to bad teams and then pulled it out. You know, they were down a couple scores to Houston, came back and won. The Jets game in London was a debacle.
That was like this Raiders game. It was just gross, low scoring. No one could do anything.
The Giants game was crazy. That was one where you're like, oh my God, the Giants, they might be really good with Dart and Scatterboo. And then they lost that.
That's one they legitimately should have lost multiple times. I mean, they were down huge entering the fourth quarter. The Giants had a lead late anyway. Like, that's one they really should have lost.
But so let's say the Colts get to 8-2. And you have the Colts and the Broncos both at 8-2 after 10 weeks. Which team do you think is better?
I would take the Broncos out of those two.
Same. So I think the Broncos are better because I think their defense is elite. I think Jonathan Taylor is elite. So they have an elite running back with the Colts. But I don't think anything else there stands out.
Even with the Sauce, I think they have a lot of good offensive players.
Yeah.
Like I like Pittman. I like Warren.
Yeah. No.
Pierce is having a good year. Downs is a good receiver. Like, I like a lot of the weapons in Indy, but it's as simple as the Broncos have an elite defense, the best defense in football.
Yeah.
And I don't like Nix or Daniel Jones, but now I got to take one. I would take Bo Nix over Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Dix. Nix has like he's one of these guys.
Watch your profanity.
That's your guy.
That is my guy.
That's a new nickname for him, though. I hadn't thought of that one yet.
Bo Dix. Yeah, there's something about him, though, where I was going to say he's got like a horseshoe up his keister. I'm like, oh, you'd think that'd be more of a Colts thing. But like with him late in the game, even if it looks bad all game, right? Even if he's like missing guys left and right, late in the game, you're like, He's going to scamper for a first down. He's going to make one big throw.
Yeah, I trust him more.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I trust
he's also
got
a clutch.
Jones. Yeah. No, so look, I wouldn't want either quarterbacking my team compared to Drake May or anything like that, but who would I take out of those two? I would take Bo Nix. Daniel Jones to me feels like Sam Darnold from a year ago, where they won 14 games.
Yeah.
I never believed in it. Sam Darnold was horrible at the end of the regular season. He was even worse in the playoffs. You could see it coming. Now, Darnold's having another good year in Seattle, so maybe we got to reframe that a little bit, or maybe I should use that as an example to not believe in the Seahawks and Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
but I
which
feel
I'm
like
kind of.
Every week they keep winning. The Colts keep winning up until last week. They were top of the AFC. They've been there all year long. And I don't believe in Daniel Jones, and I would just cite what happened with Darnold. I'd even cite what happened with Daniel Jones a few years ago when he was with the Giants. I didn't believe in them. Although, did they win a playoff game that year or not? I'm trying to remember.
The Giants?
Did Daniel Jones win a playoff game?
I don't think so.
Did he? I'm trying to remember now, actually. Dayball didn't get there and win a playoff game?
No, they made the playoffs. They won a game.
Oh, how about that?
Look at that. Look at Jones.
Maybe I should believe in him more.
You know who they beat?
No.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that's Kirk Cousins.
That's a KOC problem.
Yeah. No, Cousins, though, playoffs and primetime, Cousins is not good.
But that's O'Connell getting there twice, losing with a 14-win Sam Darnold and whatever the Vikings won that year.
And then they lost the divisional round to the Eagles 38-7. So maybe not competitive, but they made the divisional round, so credit to them.
Good fantasy team submitted on the text line. Unsolicited Knicks picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say that. Something's wrong with my brain.
Twitch chat is asking, could the Patriots compete with either the Broncos or the Colts? Yeah, I'd pick them against both.
I like them over both.
Now, if the game's in Denver,
tough.
I might take the Broncos there. If the game's at Denver with that defense.
What's the action?
Yeah, I might take the Broncos. But at Indy, I'd take the Pats.
Yeah, 100%.
And either of them here, I'd take the Pats.
Yeah. No, I would say it's still like Chiefs-Bills at the top. I think there's a dogfight for the third team because it's either you got to believe in Lamar completely turning the Ravens around. Or it is the Patriots, or it's one of those other two teams. Chargers probably the one that's on the outside of that.
Yeah, you know, I would have the Chargers. It's a hard call, but I would have the Chargers on the outside of that, yeah.
But there's too much season left, so I feel like all those teams that we just named will be the playoff teams. But what you really need is a team like the Jaguars to keep winning, or like the Steelers to keep winning, and then keep out one of those other teams. Like the Ravens, they'll probably trip up a game or two even with Lamar. And then, so they might be playing a lot better at the end of the season than they are now, but maybe they just can't catch Jacksonville or Pittsburgh. And then one of those teams that nobody thinks is a threat ends up making it and keeping Lamar out. That would make the path even easier.
Oh, it would. Yeah. And again, going back to our discussion earlier about the Bucs or the Patriots, who's more likely to win the Super Bowl? I mean, if that happened, you're telling me the Ravens don't get in, or somehow Mahomes and the Chiefs don't
get
in, which
amazing.
I don't believe.
So in a weird way, keep rooting for Jacksonville and Pittsburgh and the Chargers. Let those teams rack up wins and maybe force somebody out.
You made the point earlier about Denver. They have the Chiefs next week. If they beat Kansas City, maybe I'll look at Denver differently, and maybe I'll give them more credit, and they'd be on a long win streak, and they beat Kansas City. They haven't played the Chiefs yet. They have two left against them. So maybe that could sway me.
Yeah.
But right now, if you ask me, are the Broncos pretenders or contenders, I'd say they're pretenders.
Broncos probably are, yeah. But I would feel like the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor, I would say 100% they're in. Broncos?
Yeah, I'll co-sign on that.
Yeah, I mean, they're 8-2 after 10
games. I mean, that's
years.
Already the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor, so I guess I got to ride along with
you
that.
You got to agree.
Right, yeah,
you got to agree. Because even if they lose, same exercise with the Patriots, even if they lose the quote-unquote tough games, they have enough bad games left. They have a game with the Raiders in there. They got a game with the Commanders in there, Jacksonville. Actually, their schedule's a little bit tougher.
It's not
you
easy.
Mentioned two Kansas Cities is good.
Now, you hear that, Keith? We have Keith's keys to Patriots and Buccaneers on Sunday at 1:00. So we'll give you our official picks for the game. It looks like David in the car has a prediction. Go ahead, David.
Oh, great.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yep.
Good. So I believe they will lose Sunday.
Okay.
So out of the next 8 games, I have them going 5-3. So they're going to lose to the Bucs.
Yeah, and then the Ravens and Buffalo. Yeah, so they'll lose all their hard games, win all their easy games. Sure,
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So those are the 3 losses. I do believe they can win all the other games. Okay. So I'm picking them to go 5-3.
Yep, right.
And, playoff team.
Okay, 12-1 team. Yeah, I would say that's –
if they win all the games they're supposed to, lose the games they're supposed to, they'd be 12-5, which would be a – huge success of a regular season.
I bet if you ask most Patriots fans, that is exactly what they would say.
Yeah.
They're going to get the 12 wins. They're going to win all the easy games, and they're going to lose to Baltimore, Tampa, and Buffalo a second time.
See, I got to flip. I'll flip it on you.
Flip it.
I think they probably 5-3 probably sounds right.
But they're going to win one they shouldn't and lose one they shouldn't?
Yes, because it's football. And so that'll probably happen. Maybe they win Sunday, and then they lose. I know Ninkovich was trying to talk up the Thursday Jets game.
Oh,
I can't go there.
No, me either. I heard him doing that. And look,
I heard him do it. And listen, he's played in the Thursday night game.
Yes,
so he
and he's like, it's difficult, and sometimes you get caught. And did he even say one of the times they won with the 1-15 Dolphins? It was a short week.
I don't know if it was a short week.
But it was at least a game he didn't see coming.
Yeah, they had like a walk-off win over the Ravens.
They're not losing to the Jets either game this year, especially since the Jets blew their team up. That's a quick turnaround.
No.
But it's also a quick turnaround for the Jets, and they stink.
I think they're just so bad, and they were bad anyway, and then they traded away their two best players. So, no, I don't think it'll be the Jets. But, like, at Cincinnati, Monday Night Football against the Giants, or even, another game against Miami or something, like, maybe one of those games. But 12 wins would be a massive win. Now, what you would have, if you do what the caller just said, and you lose those three tough games – you will have you won one real game, kind of knock against them.
Yep.
And then it would be tougher.
That would be bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad.
That would be bad for them, Chief.
You know what
bad.
It would be? I'll tell you, I'll use a different word.
Yeah.
It would be difficult to pick them to go on a long playoff run because you're like, all right, we saw them beat the Bills in week 5. And since then, there haven't been a lot of tests, which is not their fault, but if they didn't beat anybody good, it'd be tougher
to
pick.
You could definitely poke holes in their resume. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So we have the Keys coming up at 1 o'clock. Guess what else you have help for?
What?
Text line Keith says, I need Survivor help.
Oh, I'm your guy.
I'm down to Carolina, Chicago, and New England. I think that means he's narrowing it down to those three teams. So I don't know if that's Keith's Survivor pick this week.
New England and the Survivor this week?
Well, that's what he's narrowing it down to, it looks like. Keith will help you out with that in the grab bag today. We have the Bozo Touchdown Parlay on the way at 1:30. Milton Williams, the milkman, going to join us at some point in the 1 o'clock hour on Patriots Friday. Of course, Keith's Keys, the Pats and Bucks Sunday at 1 o'clock. We have the Keys coming up at 1 and on the way next. Stay tuned.
Boy, this is going to be good.
It's a jam-packed week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Beacon Review.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a weekend it's been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's start on Monday, Jones, where we were down at Gillette. Very fun time. Every year we get to go down there and do one of these. First of all, big lunch spread, which I'm always excited about. We got a chance to take a picture with the trophies, the mascot, and some cheerleaders. That's always a thrill.
Yeah, not Hunter Henry. He was out of there quick.
Hunter Henry did not take a picture with us.
He did not stick around for pictures, no.
No, but he was
He was cordial.
He was
friendly.
Cordial.
Yes.
We're now best friends with Craig Woodson.
Oh, he likes us.
The Eraser's great.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, we get him on Monday. Because Ellis isn't going to play.
Well, I don't like that you're rooting for Christian Ellis.
No, God, no.
I don't care for that.
Not on the contrary. Hopefully it is Ellis. But if it's not, hopefully it's Craig.
We want the Eraser, yeah.
Woodson. But this was the first in-person surprise question of the week with Hunter Henry.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, for those that don't know, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all, how surprised are you that we are still doing this bit 9 weeks into the season?
I'm probably up there. Let's say, let's go 75.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I think we have to keep doing it now. You guys won 6 in a row. The team's rolling.
It's the good luck shot.
I think it's working.
Yeah, I think it's been the key to the win streak, if I do say so myself.
It is sneaky.
Yeah, I'll stand by that. He said sneaky.
He referred to it as sneaky.
He agreed that it's the key to the win streak.
We got a good sneaky one for Monday already.
Yeah.
And looking forward to asking him that.
Sneaky, sir.
You're underestimating the sneakiness.
Yeah, shout out text line. They sent this a few weeks ago. We have a good one on Monday. You're right.
Yeah, and so I'm also looking forward to at the end of the season when we get the full graphic of all the different things that have surprised or not surprised Hunter Henry.
That was a 75. He's surprised.
That was.
Yeah.
I was a little hot. Maybe the most upset Nick has seen me in a while when Drake May, who goes on the show on WEI Afternoons every Monday.
Yeah, you didn't like this.
They did not play the Chris Scheim love letter to Drake May on Monday. It seems like an obvious thing. We could have had a real connection. Those guys could have been best friends, and they chose not to do it. They also do a bit during the interview called May or May Not. So how do you not then segue into would you may or may not have a catch with Chris Scheim? I'm envisioning 2 weeks from now at a practice, Scheim gets to go down there early and have a little catch of Drake May.
Dude, could you imagine?
Why not?
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
I'm like, he'll just give a funny answer and he'll probably be like, boy, that's stalker behavior.
Or he's like, well, it is.
Stage 5 clinger, whatever. Like, he'll make some kind of joke. We'll all get to play
also
and have a
funny
good time with it. What if Drake's like, yeah, sure, I'll have a catch with him. Like, what if that's what he said?
I don't understand it.
And we didn't play it for him.
No.
I mean, not we, but it,
well,
it,
no,
it,
we would have.
It was not played for
In
him.
Fact,
yeah.
I think we might play it for Mike on Onwenu. See what he thinks of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we might have
we
to play
should
it.
Have played it for Hunter Henry.
Damn it. Why didn't we play
hey,
it yesterday?
Hey, Craig Woodson, we just met you. Here's a guy from our morning show talking
Craig
about Drake
Woodson,
May.
You've never met us. Yeah. We just barely found out you're even appearing on the show as you were walking in. But
I was flabbergasted.
Let's play this for you. That's a good point. Why didn't we do that yesterday?
I could
have done that.
Yeah. So, well, it could have been.
Great point.
It's one of the great what ifs. It's going to be one of the great WEEI what ifs.
How can we? Yeah, one of them. How can we?
The only one.
How can we critique them for not playing it for Drake May when we, in fact, did not play it for Hunter Henry nor Craig Woods?
Well, get ready for about 2 months of hot stove talk.
Yeah.
Red Sox hot stove. Baseball offseason is always very exciting.
Free agency underway officially.
Is underway.
Signings left and right.
Shout out to my guy, Lucas Giolito. He was on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. I'll check that out after work today. But he was talking to Brad Fo, both baseball and non-baseball. Giolito's great at the non-baseball stuff.
Sure.
As a best friend of the hashtag
Dork
podcast.
I'd be curious his stance on clones.
I would, too.
I would like to hear that.
We're going to get to clones in a second.
Oh,
but
good.
Before we do that, as it relates to baseball, let's just say I want Alex Bregman back. Jones really wants Alex Bregman back.
The ballpark estimate, 6 years, 170. 6 years, 180.
Yeah. Would you give him either of those?
I mean, you're telling me I either have him or I don't. Yes, I would give it to him, but
I don't think he's going to get that.
I also don't think he's going to get that, but we'll see. I mean, if that's the market, let's say it's the market. Would you give him 6, 180? I would hold my nose and give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't clip that. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Rude. Don't mark that
too. Oh, good Lord.
The guy at Maine who has something to say about that.
Yeah, he might. So we'll see. That might cost him Alex Bregman. Bregman may be gone. He heard that.
He heard that.
I'll go
sign
with Detroit.
I'm a Tiger now.
I'll see you later.
I would hold my nose and give it to him, yeah.
He's like, give me that old English D. On the jersey.
Look, Breslow.
Wearing the old English D.
Breslow, you call in the closer if you need to.
it's Jones. You mentioned clones. Tom Brady cloned his dog, allegedly. And so that brought up a big debate about clones, because we know the next step is humans, and you and I disagree on that. So this is what many are calling the great clone debate.
I am pro-cloning.
I heard.
But I distance myself.
Because you don't want to be a father is what it sounds
like. Yeah, I don't really want to do much of it. I want to be able to do what I want to do. You can't tell me there isn't crap you wouldn't want to do that the clone would be pretty sweet for.
Yeah, but if you don't want to do it, what makes you think the clone's going to want to do it?
He won't.
Right.
But he's a clone.
So then he'll choke you to death.
That's your job. Well, eventually he might turn on
you. You're making the clone sound like it doesn't have, like, free will.
Correct.
Yeah, no, that's mine wouldn't.
So would you, like, lock your clone up every night?
Yeah,
that's going to end real quick.
It is, yeah.
So what are you doing while your clone is doing everything for you?
I don't know. Gambling. Set my fantasy lineup.
At least 700 pounds by the end of the year.
eating just whatever I want.
Broken fat.
Yeah.
Jones wants so he can gamble, because he's not gambling now. He's not checking his fantasy teams.
Well,
now.
I think I would do better if I had more time to focus on it.
You know what people are calling you now on the internet?
What's that?
Adam Pro Clones Jones.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Pro Clones Jones.
Pro Clones Jones, they're calling him.
I hadn't seen that.
Unreal.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little bit of a caller medley. We, of course, are always open to phone calls here on the program, and we usually take a lot of great ones.
Kurt's in Kurt's in Tampa Bay.
Hello, Kurt. Oh, Tampa Bay.
Hey,
oh.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Patriots fan living here in Tampa. It's brutal. I'm a sixth grade PE coach, so one of the kids wants to send you guys a message real quick.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Go Bucks 6-7.
Oh, I knew it.
Hey, don't. I control his grade, so he gets an F.
All right, good. Yeah, fail that kid if you don't mind.
Just failed gym, son.
Yeah, honestly, suspend him. Put John of Rhode Island on the clock if you don't mind. He wants to make a case either for or against robots.
Robots,
not clones. Go ahead, John.
All right, John.
Wow, that guy was hilarious. But I'm all for robots. As you guys know, I got divorced, or my wife asked for divorce May 30th. But the key to the clones, not all for robots, I'm all for clones. The key to clones is to keep them happy and to give them a good life. So I've been going on a lot of dates with women. I'd want my clone to go on other dates. I've had to say no. I'm not available. We could make money. We could make extra money. Go on dates. And I would also, I'm under the premise that we share the same.
Ooh, I'm sorry, John. You're out of time.
You just bet on all these dates.
With women.
Yeah, it's being very clear.
Yeah, been on a lot of dates with women.
Not robots.
No.
Or clones.
No.
Real, genuine women.
Yeah.
So I always thought he was joking when he told us that his wife asked for a divorce on May 30th, the day he met us.
Yeah.
He's brought that up several times.
If nothing else, a good running bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, keep that going.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's something. All right, let's get to our brag of the week nominees. Was it?
I open boxes every day.
Sick brag, bro.
That was from Kiefer Madness, a woman who opens boxes every day. Okay. Was it?
I don't even remember that. That was the one with the body parts, right? Yes. Okay. Right.
Actor and rapper Slane was on the morning show.
Pulse is very popular, I feel like, in entertainment right now.
I've shot 6 films down there.
Sick brag, bro.
Films.
6 Tulsa films.
Yeah.
Okay. Could be him. What about Brad in Edgartown, who was a big fan of our discussion?
I like this guy, yeah.
I'm on the ferry in Chappaquiddick.
Oh!
Sick brag, bro.
We couldn't even, couldn't even help ourselves.
That's what he was up to.
We had our first Jones and Keefe Jackson 5 this week. That was yesterday. And here's one from Jackson.
I had a 10-D Beyonce doll when I was a kid.
Sick brag, bro.
It's good. Good knowing, man.
Rob Ninkovich joins the morning show every Wednesday.
He's like a brag a minute.
He, Hart, and Bradford are the most per capita.
They're the biggest offenders.
Yes.
It really is.
I have a very, like, Rottweiler-sized head.
Sick brag, bro.
This guy's got a big head.
I think he said that more than once.
Join
when
the club.
He was on. Yeah,
dude,
I heard
join the club.
Yeah, wow.
I was nodding in the car. I was like,
yeah,
nice.
Shut up.
I get it.
Shout out Rottweilers.
It's tough to get your head through shirts. I get it. I live that life. And then a late entry earlier today, Danny and Braintree.
I played Braintree High Hockey in Stonehill College.
Oh.
Sick brag, bro.
You couldn't even help yourself.
No, I think.
So I was a gentleman who played Braintree High Hockey.
Yeah, well.
That was a good call, though. He had good energy.
Look,
I liked him.
It's good. Those are good resume.
Those are good.
Loaded field this week. Let's make Ninko an honorable mention. I think we got to go Brad in Edgartown, I think.
I'm on the ferry in Chappaquiddick.
Oh!
Sick brag, bro.
Because we were so excited about
that. I think that's probably
him sharing that as well.
Since he's such a big fan of the program.
That's true. I like it.
Okay. That is the Week in Review. Jam-packed this week, as always. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937. Oh, you hear?
Oh!
What is that? Oh, sounds like Keys Keys, the Pats and Bucks. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.